PJ McGowan, we've just seen a very absorbing contest, McCool's and Kilcar. Not much between them, and in the end, probably a fair result.
Yeah, I think a draw was a fair result, Chris. McCool's might have had the upper edge in the first half and the early stages of the second half. But Kilcar rallied very, very well and took the lead. And it was only a super point by Oisin Gallen that got McCool's a draw. But I think a draw was a very fair result overall. Very entertaining game of football, with both teams intent on playing the ball forward. Not the usual over and back stuff that we've been accustomed to in Donegal for a while. So it was very entertaining. Yeah. And we edged it in the second half as well.
Yeah, I mean, we had yellow cards, black cards, we had a red card at the end. But the referee, Mark Garn, you have to give him credit. It was well handled.
Yeah, I thought he'd done a good job now. He'd done a fine job. One or two little niggly things in it, but nothing really. You couldn't say it was a dirty match or anything like that. There was keen competition in the second half. I thought Ryan McHugh came into it well in the second half as well, and himself and young McGinley in the middle of the field, they brought Kilcar well back into the game. But absorbing contest and very entertaining.
And both sides will take something from that game, and obviously will be hoping to progress much further.
Well, it remains to be seen, I suppose, how far both sides will go. They'll certainly be keen to advance a stage further or so anyway. And, certainly the likes of Oisin Gallen takes some watching, you know, and scored some marvellous scores there. Joel Bradley Walsh probably had a quieter game by his standards compared to what he did in Glenfinn there during the week. But certainly both teams, I think, can go a stage further.